Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium. So glad that you're listening in here this evening. And I'm calling in from Las Vegas, Nevada, high up right above the strip. There's lights all around me, and it's an exciting time. Just got back from Crown Trip. We're going to be talking with some of our crowns, and they can share what they felt, what they saw, what they experienced here in just a moment. But want to make a handful of really important announcements to kick off tonight's call. So it's Tuesday night, December 15th. Lots going on. People calling in from all over the United States and Canada. And first order of business, first piece of big news is that all of our kids' products are now available for sale. So I hope you've heard that good news. We got the MVP kids a lot faster than we thought we would. And it's Tuesday the 15th, and all of our products, the MVP Kids, the Power Kids, the InFocus, the Immune Shield, which means that all those kids' quad packs that were pre-ordered, they actually got all put into the mail today. And all kids' quad packs, all PLC kids' packs, everything that's related to kids is available for sale. And I hope that you understand how big of a game changer this can be. Number one, for your children's health. And number two, for your business. So I hope that you're getting a quad pack so you can experience all the products for your family. And even if you don't have kids, definitely get a quad pack so that you can show off the products that we have. The MVP Kids product is a chocolate shake. It's the only organic multivitamin protein product in the world today. And it's a game changer, and it's really going to change the way that kids experience nutrition. So this is just the beginning. I know it's a long time coming, but it's available now for a limited time. We're offering this kids quad pack, which includes all the products. You're receiving the Immune Shield for free. It's Immune Shield time of year for sure. Weather's changing all across the country. It's chilly here in Vegas today. It was snowing in Colorado. So, you know, this is the time that your kids are going to need Immune Shield. And plus, we also have a backpack included, absolutely free as well. So this is an exciting time to be part of Perium, and glad that you're going to get to experience all these kids' products here. The item number for the quad pack is the 2237, and if you're ready to share, and I hope you are, we've got a fantastic flyer that's available. So start to share that with the moms that you know, with the dads that you know, with the grandparents you know. USDA organic certified non-GMO vegan dairy-free soy-free 4 products, unlike anything that you can find in the health food stores, in the grocery stores. And if you check out your website, we just put up on your myperium.com replicated site the kids' products as well as the Bio Skincare. So Bio Skincare is on special, $150 for the system. And I just did a before and after photo. I've been using the product on half of my face, and it's really, I look 5 years younger on one side of my face, maybe 10 years younger on one side of my face. So we'll be publishing those photos as well. So take advantage of the Bio Skincare special. Take advantage of being early and promoting the kids' product. Put the kids' products on your backup order. You know, backup orders are coming here later this week. So, put a quad pack or put the Power Kids and the MVP Kids on your backup order. So kids products, skincare products, lots to talk about, lots to be excited about. Check out your website, and that website's going to be getting better and better and better as we roll into the new year. So a couple of other really important updates. Speaking of the new year, as we're in holiday time, we did publish our holiday hours, and the one thing I do want to point out for everybody is we've got a holiday party for the company, and of course our call center people are an important part of the company. So we're actually going to be closed from noon to 4 tomorrow, customer services. We'll be open back up after 4 o'clock all the way till 7 o'clock Pacific time, but just check your email blast for the holiday hours. We try to minimize the effect as much as possible for Christmas and for New Year's. But we will be closed a couple of days. And, we know that the website works. It's open, and kids' products are available. Skincare products are available. All our products are available. And, you know, it's the eating season. It's the gift-giving season. It's the resolution season. So this is a really important time of year. to be plugged into what's going on and to be promoting our products. And, you know, that's why we have so many specials going on, including our Apothecary is on special, buy three, get one free. So we've got a lot of fun things going on and a lot of things coming up here as we roll into the New Year convention. If you haven't gotten the word, we're going to be in Orlando this year. So first national event outside of California. A lot happening in Florida, going to be right in the center of the state. We went from Disney in California to Disney over in Florida. And it's easy to get to. The prices for the hotel is going to be fantastic. And it's that first weekend, that Saturday, August 6th. So make sure that you set aside that week. And we'll give you all the details coming up first of the year as far as the price for the convention, the full weekend schedule for the convention, and lots of promotional materials around it. So, you know, we have lots of big events every single year. I think the convention is obviously the one time that all of our people get to gather together. Doesn't matter what your rank is, doesn't matter how brand new you are, what you're looking for, this is an opportunity for you to plug into the energy. But I'll tell you, one of the most special events of the year is the Crown Trip. And it's not for everybody, but it's for everybody who does what it's needed to get to that crown level. And this crown trip that we had was absolutely magical. And so I invited a handful of people online, a couple crowns who were down in Cabo, to share their thoughts and their experience and what it meant to be recognized for 2015 for their achievement, and importantly, what this means rolling into the new year. So up in New Jersey, I've got Rachel Hortense. You on the line?
I am, Dave. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Well, what'd you think of Crown Trip? Tell everybody if you could.
Sure. Well, first of all, you'll never experience a room full of relaxed and laid-back crowns until you come on a Crown Trip. And that's including you, David, and Dave Sandoval. I mean, the place that you guys picked was absolutely gorgeous. I mean, we were just in awe taking pictures of every corner of that place. I felt like we were in a palace. It was so unbelievably gorgeous. The details, you know, just the little animals of towel that they made on our beds every day. The service was impeccable. The drinks, the food, it was just so amazing, beautiful right on the beach. And I felt like we were on a family vacation with our family, with our Purium family. We had spa treatments and we had excursions. We swam with dolphins. We snorkeled. We kayaked. We walked on the beach. We drew in the sand. We had amazing family dinners every single night. We ate breakfast together. We shared. We laughed. We just had so much fun. And then, you know, besides that, we had our business meeting, which to me was, I was really looking forward to that, just to hear all the planning that was happening this year in 2016. And there's so much to look forward to. And I can just tell you guys that are listening, it will absolutely blow your mind when you find out, you know, all kinds of amazing things planned for 2016. So it's exciting to know the mission that we're on and that the company is, you know, looking out not just for the mission, but also they are looking for every possible way to help grow our businesses. And it's just really super exciting to know that we're in this place at the right time, and how much care that you guys took of us was just, it was, words can't describe it. And then I really enjoyed meeting your wife, David, and becoming friends with her. And it just shows you the kind of person that you are when you meet your wife. It tells you so much about a person. So I loved her, loved meeting her, and just had a fantastic time all around. And Eric was there with me, and he had such a great time too. So thanks again for all that you guys did.
Yeah, well, it was a ton of fun to have the both of you. I know, you know, you experienced Crown Trip, you know, morning to evening, horseback riding on the beach in the morning, Cabo Wabo, dancing till late at night. So you guys were a ton of fun, and can't wait till next year.
Me too.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, across the country, I've got Jerry O'Shea, another crown. He and Christine were there. We had a ton of fun. Now, one of the things that was awesome about Jerry was he didn't contain the fun to the resort that we were at. I mean, he took advantage of all of Mexico. Jerry's an awesome surfer, and Jerry, you want to share a couple of tales of what Crown Trip was like for you and Christine and what you experienced?
Yeah, can you hear me, David?
I can.
Okay, yeah. Well, like you said, it's super exciting times here at Peoria. I flew out of Cabo today. We stayed an extra day. It was just so beautiful. I just landed in the LAX, and I'm racing in a shuttle down to Long Beach to do a HHH. So just the buzz of everything is just awesome. But Crown Trip was just, I mean, if I thought it was going to be like an 8 out of a 10, well, I was wrong because it was a 10 out of a 10. I mean, you guys just absolutely knocked it out of the park. I mean, Christine and I, when we first walked in, we, you know, looked out of the top restaurant overlooking the ocean, and it was just the color of the blue ocean. It was just so beautiful. The food and just everything that you guys provided for us, we really thank you, David and Dave Sandoval and Amy. I'd like to thank Rodney as well and Nick. So we have, you know, the food was off the chart, and the hotel was just beyond beautiful. And then we took a few side excursions, a few of us. One day we went fishing, went offshore fishing. David Scultetti got a beautiful dolphin. I think it was about 18 or 20-pound dolphin. Adam McGrady
dolphin got fish, dolphin fish, dolphin fish, not a dolphin.
Yeah, mahi-mahi, I'm sorry.
we didn't catch any dolphins. We swam with dolphins.
Yeah.
We didn't catch any dolphins.
Right.
But go ahead.
But Adam McGrady, you know, before the trip, one of his bucket list items was to catch a marlin or a sailfish. Well, he got to tick that off the box because he caught an 8-foot, 6-inch striped marlin. So we had those. And I think he also caught a Dorado. So after that, we had, you know, C.P. Martin was on there, Doug Magruder. I'm sorry, the shuttle van's stopping right now.
Yeah, this is it. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And the other guys on the boat. And then the next thing we got to do was 2 surfing excursions with Doug Magruder and CP. We got to go up to Cerritos Beach, which we got some 6 to 8 foot surf. And it was just beautiful to be there. You know, Christine and Doreen went one day with us. But, you know, I'd just like to thank you guys because it was just way more than we expected. I'm sorry.
Nice.
Stepping out of the shuttle van.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was just, you know, way more than we expected. I mean, it was, you know, a 10. So I'd just like to thank everybody and all the Crowns. I mean, they just shared their heart with everybody and the nuggets that they shared just enriched us
awesome.
All. So I would just say all
well,
the team members. And yeah, so headed into the HHH, but thank you for having me on.
Well, hey, Jerry, thanks so much. It's just fun to see people experience life in such a big, big way. I mean, Jerry's out there grabbing people, going deep sea fishing, going surfing. You know, I mean, we just had a lot of fun. I mean, swimming with the dolphins, dancing late at night, horseback riding. There's just a lot to do. And, you know, Jerry and Christine and that gang definitely experienced it full on, all out, and that's what life's about, you know, is taking those opportunities, taking those chances, and going after it. And one of the people who definitely goes after life and definitely goes after business is 5-star Crown David Scultetti. So, Dr. Scultetti, any comments about the event, especially the business meeting that we did as well? Anything you'd like to share here as we wrap up 2015 and go into 2016? You know, that Crown Trip obviously is a big point, you know, in which we convert from, you know, the energy of 2015 into the energy of 2016.
Well, absolutely, David. I mean, I'm going to first kind of echo, you know, the gratitude towards Dave Sandoval and Amy Venner. I mean, you know, one thing is there's so many awesome things about this company, but one thing's for sure, we've got some incredible owners who really are in it to win it and really think of their leadership and you know, first and foremost. And, you know, as far as the trip is concerned, David, as you know, I've been on these trips over the last 20 years, and it's all about lifestyle. And I got to tell you, this was the most extraordinary trip I've ever been on. I mean, we celebrated accomplishments. As Jerry mentioned, it was fishing and surfing. You know, you mentioned swimming with the dolphins, spa treatments. I mean, it was an awesome spa. Exceptional food and drink. People did beach walks, hammock reading. Some people did some off-site, you know, shopping. And it was just totally laid back. Poolside laughs, late night masterminds, and the business session you're speaking of, I think was fantastic. I mean, I I've been in a lot of business sessions, but I think the relaxed intensity that was in that room was very unique. And, you know, my primary takeaways, David, to be honest with you, are a couple things. I mean, number one, you know, culture and community is critical for any organization to move forward. And the community and culture with Purion Health Products is totally on purpose. Obviously, it starts with the leadership. And I just want to, you know, recognize everybody from, you know, Dave and Amy to you, all the way down throughout the organization of leaders that, you know, we've created incredible, you know, culture here. And, you know, our marketing strategy obviously is on purpose. We would not have gotten to where we've gotten over the last 2.5 years without it. The leaders, I think they walked out of there focused, you know, energized and ready to lead. And the one thing that I'm looking forward to, David, I mean, in the next cycle, and I'll just share this with everybody who may be new to networking, but there's four, you know, in a typical growth pattern of a successful network marketing company, there's four phases. The first phase is formulation, and this is usually the first 2 or 3 years when, you know, when the startup is happening and, you know, things are getting in line and operations are getting, you know, in line and so on and so forth. And we've gone through that. And then there's the concentration period, which is what I really think we've experienced, you know, over the last year and probably into 2016, where, you know, a company enjoys that, you know, $5 to $50 million annual sales, and you get through the growing pains and stuff like that. And we've certainly done that, and I think we're really revved to go into the most important stage, which is momentum. And this is where companies that are really successful companies, you know, sales jump from $50 million to $500 million in sales. And it's the most exciting time. I mean, this is a stage where, you know, products become household words. Salespeople, you know, rush to join companies, and they make very good money. And I got to be honest with you, the great news for everybody on this call is we're arguably a year away from that true momentum. And those that get fully established in a company during concentration on the front end of that momentum period tend to make fortunes. And I really, truly believe in my heart that that's where we are. And those momentum stages can last 5-6 years plus. So we're probably a year away, and there's a 5-6 year, you know, momentum phase, which ultimately leads into stability, where the company continues to grow, but less spectacularly, you know. But the good news is we're all positioned perfectly. So I think the timing is perfect, David. And I have not been this more excited and confident in my entire 20 plus career in network marketing as to where we're going. It's going to be a great ride and a great 2016.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that you went through the four phases. You know, I've had the good fortune of working for a couple of billion-dollar companies, and, you know, people talk about that. They throw that term around a lot. You know, it's going to be a billion-dollar company. It's going to be a billion-dollar company. You know, the reality is I've seen what that looks like, and I know what that looks like, and I know where we're positioned, and I agree with you. I am very, very excited about how we're positioned for 2016, and I think this Crown Trip was a big piece of it. I think that all leaders came together. And we're very, very clear, and you're going to be hearing, you know, a handful of small adjustments that are really going to make a big difference to take the promotion and the enrollment energy and take it to another level here. So, you know, it's an exciting time with kids' products, it's an exciting time with the skincare products, and it's an exciting time because we're going into transformation season, and people are making their health commitments, they're making their financial commitments, their resolutions. So, you know, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts and your words of wisdom, and it's a perfect segue into our training subject here tonight, which is how to create a winning streak. And so for those of you on the line listening, thinking, wow, I would love to be on Crown Trip next year. I would love to make 2016, you know, my big year. This is going to be my breakthrough year. This is going to be the year that I'm going to start to earn significant secondary income or maybe even primary income. How do I do that? And I want to talk about a concept that comes from an author. His name is Brendan Burchard, and he wrote a book called How to Create a Winning Streak. And I'm going to summarize pretty quickly the 10 steps as to how you can create a winning streak. And I think when you hear all of these steps, you'll really understand, you know, how to put the pieces of the puzzle together. So if you got a pen and paper or, you know, iPad, however you're taking notes, let's start with number one, which is hunger. So it starts with a hunger. If you want to create a winning streak, if you want to create success in your life, the first step is hunger. You got to be hungry and want something different. You want to have something more than you have today, that the opportunity to have something different is better than the, you know, the situation that you're in now. And the hungrier you are, the more that you can see it, the more that you can feel it, the more that you have reasons why you want something different in your life, whether that's a health change or whether that's a financial change. That hunger is going to drive you. The bigger your why, the easier your how. And so that means that the more that you want something, the hungrier you are, the more willing you are to expand your comfort zone and take some risks, which is what is necessary to go out of balance to be successful. So the second step is ownership. It's accountability. It's saying, you know what? I don't maybe love where I am today, or I think I can be something bigger, and I'm accountable. I'm not going to blame somebody else. I'm going to take ownership of what it takes. I'm going to make sure that I am the person responsible for my success in 2016. And having that ownership and that accountability takes that hunger and starts to point it toward action. The third step is learning, which is taking in new information. So, you know, whatever you've done to get yourself to where you are today, to be a crown, to be successful, you want to plug into what crowns are doing, listening and learning from your leaders and your upline and from Dave and from Amy, you know, listening to people who can help you. So that third step is to take in new information. It may even be from outside of Purium. It may be personal development. It may be listening to some videos or audios. It might be reading a book. It might be a business book. It might be a network marketing book. It might be something about health or nutrition. So keep your eyes and ears open and always be ready to learn new information. I'm constantly reading magazines and grabbing ideas and looking around and saying, hey, wow, that's something that's interesting that another company uses for marketing. It may have nothing to do with network marketing, but if you have that curiosity, that's going to allow you to take in the type of information that's going to help you to be successful. So hunger is first, ownership is second, learning is third, and the fourth is focus. Then you got to get clear on what you do, what you want, and what you don't want, how you're going to do it, and to get a plan of action in place so that you're focusing your activities on productive and potentially income-earning activities. And so, you know, we have a method of operation. It starts with the game plan. It starts with the GAME, going public, asking the magic questions, moving people through the tools, enrolling people, and getting people started right. That's how the recruiting engine starts. And then from there, building and moving up through the ranks, getting that focus, and having a plan each and every month. You know, don't just drift through your business. If you want to make money, you got to treat it like a business, and you want to be focused. The fifth thing that Brendan Burchard says is you need to have initiative. And in some ways, building a Purium business is almost like riding a bicycle. It's easier to go fast than to go slow, and you want to create massive action. Look at your phone. You've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on your phone. If you're like most people, you may have hundreds of friends on Facebook. You have hundreds of email addresses. You've got a bunch of people on all kinds of lists, and don't be shy. Go ahead and share with them what it is that you're doing, and ask them if they want to be involved, if they want to do a group cleanse with you going into the new year, if they want to learn about health or wealth or, you know, what it is that you're excited about, kids products, skincare products. Take initiative, take massive action, create a campaign. That's the fifth thing to do, to take that focus and put it into action. And if there's any step that I think is the most important of the 10 steps, it's that initiative, it's that action step. The sixth step is to collaborate, and it's so interesting that, you know, here's Brendan Burchard. He's not talking about network marketing specifically, but boy, that's so important in network marketing, that sixth step, which is to get other people involved. So once you enroll somebody to help them and support them and make sure that they're focused, that they have their why, that they know what they're doing, and that they have a game plan, and you're collaborating with them, collaborating upline, learning from other leaders, listening to these calls like you're doing right now. That's what successful people do. That's how you create a winning streak. The seventh is being accessible, reciprocating. So when people are doing things for you, you're going to be doing things for them, and that's so important, especially with your downline team. The eighth step in creating a winning streak is coaching. It's consistent training. It's helping people through the process. And again, the more that you're learning, the more that you're staying ahead of your information, the easier it is for you to share with others how they can be successful. So coach, coach, coach. In some ways, you know, you really can't get much beyond director or executive without truly building a team, without truly being a great coach. So you're really going to be paid based upon how many people you help succeed. You're going to be paid based upon how good of a teacher and how good of a coach you are. So coaching in this business is really important. The next step is mastery. Mastery is delivering excellence. It's learning about the products. It's learning about the compensation plan. It's learning about the back office. It's learning about all the tools so that you can become a master. So you're not just a basic coach. You're not just coaching the ABCs, but now you're coaching some things that are helping people to be more sophisticated. You're starting to learn how to lead, and better yet, to learn how to lead leaders. The last step, the 10th step, is gratitude. And this is a really important step, which is to have gratitude toward your customers, to have gratitude toward your members, to have gratitude toward your mentors, to have gratitude toward the company. And that's what I saw this past week with the Crowns, is that, you know, here are some of the most successful people, the most successful people in our business, and guess what? You know, they were some of the most gracious people. They loved where they were. They loved what they were doing, and they were so appreciative, not only for Dave and Amy who paid for the trip, but they were appreciative to Rodney and others who helped to put it on, and they're appreciative to their teams who helped them to get there. And so that's the thing that's beautiful about this business, is the more people that you help, the more money you make, the more people that you help, the more rewards that you get. So I'm going to quickly go back through those 10 steps of how you can create a winning streak. It starts with hunger. The bigger your hunger, the bigger your why, the more excited you are, the more that you want out of 2016, boy, get clear, put a vision, and make that something that really is going to make a difference, because that's going to set up everything for success. The second step is ownership. Taking ownership, taking accountability, understanding that you are responsible for your own success. The third is learning. Take in new information. Figure out what the best people in this business are doing. So get with your upline. Make sure that, you know, you're coachable and ready to take in the information. The fourth is focus, getting clear on what you're going to do, having a game plan, and then five is taking massive action, taking that initiative, making things happen. Six is collaborating with others, getting other people involved, getting them started right. Seven is being accessible, reciprocating and supporting. Eight is coaching, training people consistently, knowing the system. Nine is mastery, delivering excellence around everything, the products, the comp plan, and all that we do. And then 10 is gratitude. It's just being excited about where we are. So there's a lot more we can talk about as far as creating a winning streak, but hopefully that gives you some ideas as to what our Crowns do and what we're looking to do here in 2016. So my hunger is really at a big level. You know, we got a taste of success here in 2014 and in 2015. But as David Scolcetti said, we're really just getting warmed up. We're really not in momentum yet, and that's when it gets fun. So this is a perfect time to be promoting Purium. It's a perfect time to be getting other people involved as we go into resolution season. So promote the kids' products, promote the skincare products, get ahead of the curve, promote the transformation season. We'll get information out on a group cleanse the first Monday of January. And we're not going to stop. 2016, you know, we're determined to bring 2, 3, 4, maybe 6 times as many crowns on this crown trip in 2016 if we put all the pieces of the puzzle together and everyone works together. So get with your upline team. Make sure that you have a plan, that you know what the system is, and that you're ready to roll for 2016. So thanks, everybody, for being on the line. Special thanks to Rachel and Jerry and David for helping me to share the excitement and energy that was at the Crown Trip. It's hard to explain if you're not there, but guess what? You have the opportunity to be here in 2016. So I hope you are. Thanks so much for joining the call. Take a look at your email blast. There's lots of great pictures from Crown Trip and lots to share. So there's going to be a lot of really great calls here this week. David Sandoval is going to be talking tomorrow night, as he always does. Million Mom Movement call with Amy Venner on Thursday. And we're not slowing down through the holidays. We got a lot of new information to talk about, lots of things to share, and a game plan for 2016 is really going to become clear, and we got some great promotions set up for January as well. So stay on these calls, keep doing what you're doing, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night with David Sandoval. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Rachel, Jerry, David. Bye now.